I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, side hustlers. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Coming up on the podcast, we've got a question from Paul. I enjoy making this podcast every single day, 7 days a week. And several of those days each week, we hear from our listeners. If you have a question, you can always send that in to me, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Love to know what you're working on, what you're thinking about, and how we can help you, how we can help you get closer to making extra money without quitting your job, preferably a lot of extra money. That's actually better than a little extra money, although, you know, extra money in general is good. Now, when it comes to Paul, he is on the cusp of launching his woodworking business, selling a variety of handmade products. So far, so good, but where's he going to sell them? You know, lots of different options. In his case, he's thinking about Etsy, eBay, or Shopify. Could be something else as well, but that's what he's starting with. And he's unsure which of these platforms might give him the best odds of success. Okay, so let's see if we can solve this problem for Paul, help him understand the information he needs to make that decision, and perhaps help somebody else as well. Like if you've got something you want to sell and you don't have all the time in the world to list on 3 or 5 or 10 different platforms, how do you make the decision to be the most profitable and best set you up for the success you want to have in the future, right? Because that's a core principle of Side Hustle School. What you do now affects the options available to you in the future. I want you to be able to make some choices and take some small actions today that will allow you to have a different, even a better life 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, and so on. So let's look at Paul's question. It's coming up. I got a little shout out to our sponsor. I appreciate them. I appreciate our listeners even more. Listeners, hang tight. Should I sell on eBay, Etsy, or Shopify? That's today's episode.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, my name's Paul, and I'm calling in from Austin, Texas. I've been honing my woodworking skills for a couple years now and crafting a variety of items, from bespoke furniture to unique small decor items. With a growing inventory and a drive to turn my hobby into a profitable side hustle, I'm considering various online platforms to sell my products. Etsy, eBay, Shopify, and stuff like that, they're all on my radar. But I'm unsure which might give me the best odds for my particular product range. Is it possible that certain items sell better on specific platforms? If that's true, how can I figure out which one would be most beneficial for my handmade wooden items? I would really appreciate some guidance on this.
Paul, thank you for the question. Let's start with this part here. I'm unsure which might give me the best odds for my particular product range. Is it possible that certain items sell better on specific platforms? Easy answer, yes, absolutely. Some items and some categories are much better on one platform compared to another. For example, if Paul were reselling clothes, women's clothes in this case, Poshmark, you know, that's where you want to go to resell clothes. I mean, obviously you can do that on eBay. Some people do. You can set up a Shopify store. Some people do. But Poshmark and a couple of other platforms, you know, really focus on fashion. Okay. So yes, it definitely makes a huge difference because you want to think about where the buyers are, not just What are the tools that make it easiest for you? What's the platform that you're most comfortable with? Really, you have to make most of these decisions, I would say, based on what the best odds of connecting with the most potential buyers, okay? So largely depends on what you're selling. Etsy, for example, let's just run through them here. Fantastic for unique, handmade, and vintage items. It has a community of buyers who value craftsmanship and are willing to pay for one-of-a-kind pieces, sometimes, at least, let's say. So Etsy might be a good bet. eBay, I don't know about eBay as much for, you know, what is this handcrafted, bespoke furniture, unique, small decor items. Could work. It also has this large buyer base, so that's definitely an option. Meanwhile, Shopify is giving you more control, more branding opportunities, definitely a lot more work, but there are a lot more features. So if you're going to build a full-fledged online store, that's the way to go. The number one problem here is you're responsible for driving your own traffic, unlike Etsy and eBay. So I actually think, you know, of the three, Shopify is the least viable option in this case for Paul and for what he is selling, okay? But again, it all depends on what you are selling and if you have an existing customer base or an existing community or following. If you don't, then you definitely want to go where the buyers are. So think about that. And of course, you can use a combination of those platforms to maximize your reach, but you don't want to just try to be everywhere. Most of our side hustlers are really busy. They can only be in one or two places. And in fact, that's what I recommend. Focus on one or two, just like with social media. Choose two networks that you're going to post to. Do a good job with those networks. Don't worry about the 74 others because you just can't. It's not going to work. Anyway, that's my take. Listeners, if you have a comment or question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We've got new episodes every day, one new episode every day, in fact, 7 days a week. I'm excited for all that's to come. Take care of yourself out there. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.